Okay, let me go to our first caller, Terry in Missouri. Terry in Missouri, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were there. Go ahead, Terry.
No problem. I think I've got an ultimate problem for you ladies this morning.
Okay.
I'm 53, very much diabetic, 19 prescriptions daily, twice a day. Right now I've got a problem with both legs. I've had 6 surgeries on them combined. Lost part of a toe for diabetes, a diabetic ulcer on it. My problem is that the veins and the arteries keep collapsing. They've been replaced with synthetic and natural, and within a month they collapse again.
Whoa.
They're starting to turn colors darker now. I've been blessed for the last 3 years, all the surgeons from Kentucky and Missouri both, that I should have lost those legs, but a lot of good prayer and the good Lord, I've kept them.
Wow, well,
finally turning colors now.
Okay, let me just add here. We give no medical advice in this program. This is for your educational and entertainment purposes only.
Understood.
Okay, go ahead, Terry.
Terry, get clay on those legs. Get the hydrated clay on your legs from head to foot. I mean, from knee to foot. Just cover it. Wrap it in real saran wrap. Put a towel in the dryer and lay it over there. Leave it on 30 minutes, an hour or so. You may start feeling a little pulsation. If you can do that a couple of times a day, I'm also going to recommend a hot clay bath.
Okay.
2 cups of powdered clay, sprinkle lightly over the tub when you're filling it. You may want to take a plastic whisk like you whip up eggs and stir it around to get the lumps out. And soak in a good warm clay bath for 20 minutes. It'll get the circulation going. It'll stimulate the lymph glands. It'll pull some of those toxins out. I would also like to see you drinking some of the clay. Now, you're taking a lot of meds. Check with your pharmacy. Ask them if there's anything that can interfere with you taking a calcium bentonite clay. It has a negative charged ion. They can probably read about it in the book. They have a big book with everything.
Okay.
And then ask them, you know, if there's any medicines you're taking it'll interfere with, how long it takes to absorb that medicine so you can take the clay, because you can take the clay anytime.
Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. Our guest is Perrier. She is an expert on the uses of clay. There's many symptoms. We don't treat diseases. We don't treat anything here, but there are many symptoms that can be ameliorated or improved by the use of clay. It's a neutralizing agent, a detoxifying agent. Let's go to Kenny in Wisconsin. Kenny, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you, Joyce. Hi, Perrier.
Hi,
of course, Joyce, we know what you're about, and you're not there just to push clay. Anybody that's got any knowledge of this stuff, and I have it here, I've got it from you, and it saved me as far as I went and broke up two of my Doberman males got into a fight, and I went out there with a T-shirt on, broke the fight up, got bit in the fingers and hands, and the worst one was sunk his tooth along the left bicep down to the bone.
Ooh.
And it got quite infected. So I made a poultice of clay, and it pulled the infection out, and it healed up quite fine. Now,
wow.
My other question would be, what would happen if you use ionic silver, super silver, or colloid silver in with the clay? Would there be a, it wouldn't be contraindicated, they would be conflicting the properties?
No, they work very well together.
Hmm.
The super silver is a very strong antibacterial, and you can even, instead of using water, to make your hydrated clay, if you want to use super silver, you can do that. It's excellent.
I have another question. In fact, thank you, Joyce, for this program. I got away from clay. I kind of put it out of the mind.
Hmm.
I'm in the kitchen going to be soaking up a hydrated batch of clay. And I'll be getting more from you because I'm on my last jar.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, yeah, and I don't have the plastic lid. I have a plastic lined metal lid in a glass jar. Is that okay?
I would prefer that you had a plastic lid.
Okay.
And the clay just draws, you know, I know if it gets, you leave something metal in the clay,
It'll
literally rust it, and it's going to pull the metal out. So
okay, now.
You can find something else.
Does putting it in plastic, does that pull the BPA and other things out of the plastic into the clay?
If you use a food-grade plastic that's a 5 or a 2, the PET 5 or 2.
Okay.
They work well with clay. Glass or ceramic is excellent, though. There's no problem at all.
Well, I believe in glass. Okay, well, thank you for taking my call,
Joyce, and
have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm so glad he did well with that, using clay on that bite. That could have been horrendous.
Bites, you know, are deep penetrating. It's very hard to get the infection out because it goes down. You don't know how deep it gets. The saliva, the bacteria on the dog's mouth has bacteria on it that get in there. And again, that drawing power of clay, it'll suck it up. And it seems to heal the wound from the inside out, and it heals faster. It just speeds the healing process. This electromagnetic energy of the clay, drawing that oxygen and blood flow to it, helps revitalize the cells and just heal them faster.
You know, and I like what Kenny said. You know, we kind of get away from using things. We know they're there, and then all of a sudden they become part of our kitchen. You know, we see every day, and we don't really realize that it's something that we can use on a daily basis, or that, you know, we go to it when something happens. So I'm glad he mentioned that, because we do need to be reawakened with our knowledge periodically. Let's go to Beth in New York. Beth, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Hi there.
I have a little boy who has seborrhea.
First of all, what do you know seborrhea to be, Beth? What does your doctor tell you that it is?
Well, he hasn't been to the doctor in quite some time because they wanted to give him cortisones. It's like cradle cap, but it continues on. There's too many cells produced, and so the skin is extraordinarily dry and a lot of dandruff, so to speak.
Okay. So you're wanting to know how to use clay on seborrhea, is that correct?
Correct. And cracked skin.
Okay, so flaky, cracked skin. Well, since we don't address diseases here, let's talk about flaky, cracked skin, Perrier.
Okay. I would just take some of the hydrated clay and massage it on his scalp before his bath, before his bath. If you can get him in a warm bathroom and kind of cover him in the clay, put it on those cracked places kind of thickly. And just in the summertime, it'd be great to let him go out and fill his kiddie pool with some clay water and mud and just let him get in it and play in it. Let it dry, hose him off, things like that. But do the best you can in the wintertime on the inside, a clay bath. But putting the clay on those sores, even when it gets out where it's cracked and dry, clay, it naturally exfoliates. When you put some on the back of one hand, the hydrated, and let it dry and wash it off, that spot on your hand is going to feel softer than the spot on the other hand.
Okay, thank you very much for the phone call. Now, drinking the clay is also going to be a helpful thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to Greg. Thank you, Beth, for the phone call. Good luck to you. Let's go to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Joyce.
Hi there.
First of all, let's give kudos to Dave on his music. Show Me the Law is absolutely awesome.
Oh, isn't it, though?
It's unbelievable. I'm very impressed with him. He's very talented, and it's an awesome song, and it's certainly it's right on. That's
he
for
is
sure.
the most
Good.
Talented. Thank you.
It is. I would like to just give a testimonial.
I'm just going to say the first check bounced. I'll send another one. Thanks so much for the kudos. I appreciate it.
Now just send me some more clay. I just want to give a testimonial on your clay.
Okay.
It is absolutely incredible. I'm 52-year-old male. When I was 36, I had triple bypass. High cholesterol, the triglycerides, my ASTs, my ALTs, everything was just out of sight. A buddy told me about the Power Hour. I purchased an 8-pound container and started a daily drink regimen of the therapeutic clay, and may I also add, I had IBS, and so I was on Absacol, and probably 2 weeks of drinking the clay, I don't want to sound gross or anything, but my stool samples were absolutely well-formed, and I was regular as a clock, and a day does not go by that I do not drink my calcium bentonite clay.
Interesting.
It is unbelievable, and what I really enjoy about it is probably 15 minutes after my morning drink, I don't know about you, Joyce, but my body just feels energized, and I feel a buzz, and it's just like it's definitely a wonderful product, and I totally, totally would recommend it to anybody.
Well, you know what? It does do house cleaning. It does, of whatever needs to be house cleaned, and I think
absolutely.
That's so important, yes.
And what you said was very important, as well as is not drinking your clay an hour with your medications, because it is, like you had said, it's like a sponge, and it just sucks up all the garbage that's, you know, that's in the food that's processed, and it's just, it's, I think it's just, it's a wonderful thing, and, you know, that God put it on the earth for a reason.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so very much.
I love your show. Keep it up.
Thank you. Good call. Thank you very much, Greg. Yeah, Dave is the absolute best, and the clay is the absolute best. Let's go to Bob in California. Bob, you're on the air. First-time caller, you're on the air.
Hey.
Welcome to the Power Hour.
Hi, Joyce and Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I have a question for Perrier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm a 77-year-old male, and a year and a half ago I had a quadruple bypass. But my current condition is that in the last two or three weeks I spent in the hospital with an excruciating back pain in the small of my back. And they x-rayed me and ultrasound and MRI, CT scan. They can't find a thing. So
okay.
I don't know. I'm at my wit's end.
Here's what I'd like you to do. Do you have somebody that can help you put clay on?
Oh, yeah. I have a lovely wife.
Okay. All right. Great. I just read this in a book I got from India. Gandhi uses clay, too. And they used it on sciatica and back ailments. Lady fell and hurt her back and was in severe pain. Put a thick clay poultice down the spine, and I would do it pretty much from over the middle of the back down. That's usually the area where the problem is. Cover it in some saran wrap. Put a, if you can wrap something around, if you can just lay down and leave
lay
it
down,
on there for
take a nap. Yeah.
30 minutes, 30, 45 minutes. You can wrap it. You can get an O sheet and tear strips and wrap around your body there to hold it in place.
Okay.
Maybe get an ACE bandage and put over that to hold it in place, keep it from getting on your clothes. If you want to leave it on, you know, 2 or 3 hours at a time, I think it'd be beneficial. But I do that at least twice a day, and if you can get in and out of a bath, a clay bath. And, again, I think anybody, you know, clay will lower your blood cholesterol, too.
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Bob, for the phone call. First-time caller. Where are you listening in California, Bob?
I'm in San Jacinto, near Hemet.
How are you listening to us?
I'm on the Internet.
Internet. Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call.
And, Bob, call me if you have any questions. I'll walk you through it.
Okay. I'll give that number again, 866-262-5611, 866-262-5611. 5611, and as usual, I will get a report and make sure that everybody called with good questions and didn't bother our guest, Perrier. Sandra in Texas, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
I am calling you from Fredericksburg, Texas. I'm not too far from Perrier. September of 08, I called her, and the first thing I did was go through a flood of tears. I have been dealing with rectal bleeding and inflammation most of my life, and October 2nd, I started taking the clay, drinking the clay. After 15 years and thousands of dollars in supplements, I am on nothing now,
than...
What I am taking to nourish my body through food and through clay. And when I called Perrier, she's extremely gracious and accessible.
Oh, yeah.
And my testimony is just that it has literally turned things around for me. I was experiencing terrific stomach pain, and I kept thinking it was from the coating from all of the supplements that I was taking. One by one, I have eliminated that. I am still dealing somewhat with inflammation, but it is nothing like I was. I cannot say enough about this clay. It has energized me. It's giving me a peace of mind. And also, you know, dollar for dollar, you cannot invest in anything that is more valuable than this product.
Oh, my gosh. What a testimony.
In my opinion. And it is discouraging because I do try to share this with other people. And there are so many things that you can take, and I'm not too sure that one product is not disrupting the process of another product.
Yeah, and this, you know it's not.
Call
oh, thank you. Isn't that wonderful testimony?
Yes. Thanks, Joyce, for calling in.
Or yeah. Sandra. Thank yeah. you so much,
Thanks.
Sandra. That is outstanding. Wow. I mean, you turned her life around. And you're right. Perrier is so real, so humble, so accessible. But just don't bother her for little things, though, because we got to save her for the big things. Let's
yeah,
go to Martin.
Please tell him not to call in right now while I'm on the show.
Yeah. Don't call while she's on the show either. That's another very important thing. All right. Let's go to Martin in Texas. But, Sandra, man, thank you, thank you, thank you. Martin in Texas, go ahead, please, with Perrier.
Greetings, ladies and
Hi
listeners. I'm here in Austin, Texas, and I'm giving you a testimony to bentonite clay.
Okay.
What it's done for my son. He had for one thing, he had poison ivy. And mixed bentonite clay with apple cider vinegar.
Ooh.
And put it on as a poultice.
Interesting.
And let it dry. Let it kind of dry. It shrinks and cracks, and it's, you know, kind of dries out, but it literally cleared up his skin, you know, within a matter of a day and a half.
Interesting.
It pulled that moisture and that oil out.
Yes, it did. And the apple cider vinegar is an astringent and also, you know, helped to dissolve the oils.
Well, thank you so very much. I thank you very much.
Also, we can use, I wanted to ask her if we can use, and what maybe properties, activated charcoal might,
charcoal and
might
clay act much the same. They act much the same. However, the clay holds more than charcoal draws out, the clay holds. If you want to mix them together, you can.
You can mix them together. Hey, I got to move on. Thank you very much, Martin from Texas. And it's good to hear about your son. That is interesting. Apple cider vinegar. I would never have thought of that. Boy, that's going to smell good. Richard in Montana. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Joyce, Dave, and Perrier. your show is very interesting. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thank you. Whoa. Glad to have you aboard.
Thank you. I have been legally blind for over 40 years. I was injured in a powerful explosion many years ago, and I lost one eye, and the other eye has got scar tissue completely through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have thousands and thousands of little particles blasted through my eye. I have damage to the optic nerve, and all parts of the eye have extreme damage. And I was wondering if the clay might possibly do, if I was to put it on my eye, do my eye, as far as scar tissue and removal of particles, any good?
Okay, let me ask Perrier.
Clay does reduce scar tissue, and a way I would use it is I would close your eye and use it over the lid and just pack it full of wet, hydrated clay and leave it on there. Just lay down, do one eye at a time, or I guess if you can't get up, walk around anyway, you can do both of them at a time and leave it on there.
I only have one, so.
Okay. Well, do it 15, 20 minutes a couple of times a day.
Okay.
And let me know how that works, because it's amazing. It might re-stimulate some of those nerves and get some circulation.
Interesting.
Thank you very much, and may
Thank
the Creator
you.
Bless you.
Thank you so much, Richard. Thank you. Let's go to Marilyn in Vegas. Marilyn, you're on the air with Perrier. We've got to move on to get through these callers. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Yeah. I started using clay to brush my teeth after I realized that there was a sweetener, glycerin, in toothpaste that actually holds bacteria to the teeth, causes decay,
right,
and so insurers work for the dental community, however, I suppose that's the plan. But anyway, it's even in natural toothpastes, glycerin. Mm-hmm. So what about using it as a brushing
teeth? Absolutely, absolutely. Put a little hydrated on there. Some people dip their brush in the powdered clay. It'll lighten your teeth a little, too.
Okay. Very
good. How about How much would you use in a hot tub to just keep in there? It would last?
Two cups or so, depending on the size. You may put a little more in.
Yeah, in a hot tub, though, you're not going to want to keep it in a hot tub that's circulating with warm water all the time. You're
okay. going
to want to use it in a bath where you can let it go out because it takes the toxins out of the body, and you don't want to put them back
I
into
see.
The body.
I don't have one, but I know people that do.
Okay.
Now, do you think this would take out the heavy metals and things that are causing problems, Parkinson's and those kinds of things?
I know it will work on heavy metals, and there's one on removing toxins by a herbalist, a hairstylist who was around chemicals all the time. Said before she started drinking clay, she tested very poorly for solvent toxin, and since drinking it and wearing clay, she has almost none left in her system.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Marilyn, for the phone call. Jim in Minnesota, you're on. Go ahead, please, with Perrier.
Yes, I make sourdough Ezekiel bread muffins, and I use clay in the recipe.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah, and also when I'm making a meatloaf, I put it in meatloaf. And also when you're planting seeds in a garden, before you cover the seeds, sprinkle some clay along the seeds. It'll help hold the moisture around the seed when, better, and they'll have better germination that way.
Whoa, that's a good idea, Jim. Have you ever heard about that, Perrier?
In watering them with clay water, I put a little when I pot soil. I haven't done it with seeds, but when I put fresh plants out, I put a little clay in with the potting soil. And
excellent.
Then put clay water on them.
Jim, how do you, where'd you get your recipe for Ezekiel bread?
Well, I just, I use lentils. I sprout my grains and dehydrate them and grind up my own flour and use sprouted lentils. And so it's a good survival bread for hard times because it has your protein and has your minerals, and it's just a very power-packed bread.
I hate to ask this. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Boy, there's a lot of women that would like to talk to you. I can tell you right now.
Well, I'll be happy to talk to them, too.
Send me those recipes, Jim. We'll put them on the back play site.
Yeah. Me and Ron Kleinfelter would like to talk to them.
Yeah, Ron, we got some good guys out here that need to meet good women. That is fantastic. Grinds his own grain, ladies and gentlemen. Makes his own sprouts his own lentils. You are a dream. Thank you so much, Jim, for calling in today. And don't call the Power Hour and ask for his phone number because I don't know what it is. Let's go to Gene in Maine. Gene, you're on the air. What's on your mind, Gene?
Hi, it's about storing the clay. I've had my clay for a couple of years, and I transferred it. I bought an eight-pound,
mm-hmm.
and it was in plastic, and I didn't know about the numbers on the plastic at the time, but I transferred it into a glass gallon jar, and I keep a metal cover on it, but the metal has never touched the plastic. I mean, the metal has never touched the clay.
Okay.
Is that all right?
All right,
I would just change the lid and go ahead and try it. You know, who knows if it hadn't touched it. You can put some on, give yourself a facial, and probably be able to tell if it's still drawing.
If it's still drawing, then it was working. And it'll last 1,000 years. So the shelf life is 1,000 years on clay.
Well, I usually take it internally. I mix, put some in a little jar. And shake it up good and take it to bed with me when I go to bed at night and leave it on the vanity in the bathroom. And when I get up in the morning, I drink that, and I put a little bit of flavored stevia in it, too. I can make it taste like chocolate milk. And,
wow. That's amazing.
And then I take it early in the morning because I don't want to take it near my supplements or my food or anything.
Oh, you're such a good customer of the Power Hour. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate the phone call. One last call, Jim in Canada. Final call. Jim, go ahead, please.
Joyce and David. You recall when Jesus made clay of spittle on the ground and put it on the eyes of the blind man. So I thought of that.
Thank you.
I thought of that when the other fellow was talking about the eyes that he had damaged earlier. But my question is with regard to hemorrhoids. I'm dealing with a very persistent hemorrhoid. Now, is there anything there that would... using the clay.
Are you taking the clay internally, plus you can mix up some clay and make it thicker than normal?
Yes.
And get it where you can kind of like molding clay.
Yes.
And you want to roll it into a little bullet-shaped suppository, let it dry a little bit. You can put some gel over it and insert it and use it for hemorrhoid.
Absolutely.
Thank you very, very much.
Incredible. Yep. Wow, that is awesome. What a way to end the program with a hemorrhoid suppository. That is excellent. Thank you very much, Jim, for calling in today. And Perrier, thank you for joining us. This has been an amazing program, as they all are.